DX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Actor and Oscar-winning director Robert Redford has died at the age of 89. His publicist said he passed away at his home at Sundance in the mountains of Utah. FBI Director Kash Patel scheduled to testify today before the Senate Judiciary Committee. He is expected to talk about oversight of the FBI and could be asked questions about the Charlie Kirk killing. The man accused of murdering him is due in court today. ABC's Matt Gutman is there.
That suspect is being held under what's called special watch, essentially isolation to ensure that others don't harm him or that he doesn't harm himself. And ahead of the formal murder charges being brought against him later today, the FBI has been laying out a tremendous amount of evidence against him, including what they're calling a confession.
In Minnesota, there's a special election today for former State House Speaker Melissa Hortman's seat. She was assassinated by a man posing as a police officer. Also in Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz says he'll run for a third term. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There was a suspicious package found on the UW-Madison campus yesterday that was ultimately determined to be safe. An alert went out to the campus community yesterday morning telling people to avoid the Enzyme Institute. According to a press release, authorities from the Hazardous Devices Unit at the Sheriff's Office evaluated and said the package was not a threat. Shortly thereafter, people were allowed back into the building. And an update on that Amber Alert from last week. Six-year-old Ruby Lehman was found and her uncle was arrested. Now her mom has been arrested, too. Ruby was found in the woods on Saturday in Plover. She was taken to the hospital. Authorities had suspected she had been abducted by her uncle, Jordan Coyle, and he was arrested in the woods. He has a history of sex crimes against children. Now, WAOW reports Ruby's biological mother, Chelsea Lehman, was arrested too, although police did not initially release information about charges against her. And there are some closures at downtown intersections this week, and it's not for utility work or to fix potholes. The city is installing art on the asphalt. West Dayton Street is closed at Marion and Bedford and Francis Streets. They're adding colorful art as an attempt to visually narrow driving lanes. The idea is to make it safer for pedestrians and for drivers to go slower. One study showed art projects like this reduced crashes involving pedestrians or bicyclists by 50%. This is all part of the city's Vision Zero initiative to end traffic deaths and injuries on Madison streets. They're going to compare data from that area before and after the art. The project costs $69,000, and the money comes from Vision Zero federal grant funding. Local artist Bernie Witzak is leading the installation. All of West Dayton Street will be back open with its new look Friday at 4 o'clock. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Los Angeles Angels at American Family Field. Milwaukee with a five-game lead over the Cubs in the NL Central. The Angels are in last place in the American League West, 13 games behind the Mariners. NFL, Matt LaFleur says the Packers' 10 penalties last Thursday night were far too many.
We went into the game. We knew that the penalties were going to be a big part of the game, and we had far too many. So, obviously, the first drive, it negated a touchdown, and then we had pre-snap penalties. You don't want any of those. We had a couple of pre-snap penalties. We had a couple of penalties on special teams that really played a big impact on field position.
The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday. The Minnesota Vikings will be without their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, the next 2 to 4 weeks. McCarthy suffering a high ankle sprain during their loss to the Falcons on Sunday night. Carson Wentz will take over at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be mostly sunny and warm again today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 62 for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Susan Kearns from Milwaukee Film joins me to talk about a really sweet event. Then renowned Milwaukee-based singer-songwriter Trapper Shep joins me and shares his amazing music. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
WMDX Madison, where the cheese is sharp and the vibes are chill.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Every Democrat was horrified by the assassination of Charlie Kirk, particularly horrified that it happened at a university setting where you're supposed to have the free exchange of ideas. And that has been what every elected Democrat has said.
Yep.
Yep. That is Representative Ro Khanna, and he is correct. It is 6 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. She is not here today because
Stephanie isn't here. Right.
Ms. Miller, I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in, if you don't recognize
she
my
got
voice.
A COVID booster yesterday,
and
as many of you saw
properly
on social media, and it kind of knocked her out.
She's reacting properly to that.
Yeah.
You know, it means her system is
right,
reacting like it's supposed to, so that's a good thing.
And
so
she's a tiny lady.
She's
so
a teeny tiny little thing.
Yeah.
She weighs like 3. So she'll be back tomorrow. I think she'll be feeling a lot better tomorrow. And get your COVID shot if you can,
please,
depending on where you live. Because Bella with a Z just got over. Was it your first or second bout with it?
You still have the brain fog.
Yes. And just now I got so dizzy in the corner over here. Guys, you please get it if you can.
Yeah.
Like, look into it. Don't just assume you can't get it. I know most of the listeners of the show agree.
Absolutely.
You know, you should get it. I've never tested positive for COVID.
So you're not sure that you've ever had it?
I'm not sure that I've ever had it. I'm sure maybe my freshman year of college, I was on campus in 2020. I probably had it then. But then again, I don't know, because this hit me really hard. I was out of commission. I could not leave my bed for basically all of last week. And now I have the brain fog. My throat is recovering. I still kind of have a lingering cough.
You had the razor blade throat.
Ooh, it is no joke.
It's no joke.
It's really bad. So,
no, I was lucky when I got it in 20. I escaped it until 2022.
Okay.
And I had a high school reunion party, and there was only 35 of us, and everybody had to be vaccinated, but I should have made everybody test before coming. And I did not, and that's on me. And I didn't even talk to patient zero.
Wow.
And it was this guy that I went to school with that I didn't talk to that day. Myself, my friend and her husband, and one other person. Everybody else was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I woke up. I got the call that Sunday, and I was like, okay, I felt fine. Went to bed, woke up Monday, felt fine. Woke up Tuesday, was going to come in here, and did not feel good.
Yeah.
I had PCR tests at home, the good ones. So I took one of those, and then I took a rapid first, took one of the PCRs, and it was just, And at the time, I could still telehealth with my doctor's office.
Yeah.
So I emailed them at 4. I let Chris and Travis know. I'm like, COVID, not coming in.
Yeah.
And then I emailed my doctor's office, and then I did a telehealth because I'm on one medication that you can't take if you're going to take Paxlovid. Mm-hmm. And so they wanted me on that, and I'm like, yes, please. And so they're like, don't take this medication for the 5 days that you're taking that, because it would basically, my blood pressure would have gone through the floor.
Ooh.
Because it just elevates the medication in your system. So definitely, if you're going to take Paxlovid, check with your doctor whatever medications you're on, because some of them were contraindicated. Mm-hmm. But I took it, and I was in the living room. Lonnie was in the bedroom with our cat, mm-hmm. masked up whenever we were in the same room. I had all these filters going, UV and every kind of filter going in the house. Our cat wouldn't even come into the living room until I was testing negative.
Oh, wow.
She was smart. I was fine, and then day eight, I had a bounce back. So I was in my living room for 2 weeks.
Wow.
But the Paxlovid did work. I was just really
sick. Did you take Paxlovid?
No.
I was super tired, but that was about it.
Wow.
So if you can take it, take it. I recommend it. But then again, it was insurance paid for it.
Yeah.
It was during the beginning times of that. Uh-huh. So I don't know what it would cost anybody right now. I think it's very expensive to take right now. I think it's like $1,200 or something.
Yes, if you don't have insurance,
It's stupid expensive. Yeah. Oh, and if you do take it, by the way, the pharmacist, Lonnie, to tell me, because you have to take two pills. You take them all at once. And most people, when you take a pill, you kind of sip your water. Mm-hmm. If you do that with Paxlovid, you get this metallic taste.
Everything tastes like steel. Metal.
Yeah. And so the pharmacist told Lonnie to tell me, just guzzle like 8 ounces mm-hmm. of water all at once. And I never had the aftertaste.
Okay.
So that's the advice I give anybody that takes that drug. Because everybody else that I know that has taken, they're like, oh, you didn't get that? I'm like, nope, I was advised to do it this way. So should you ever have to take it, I highly recommend doing it that way. And yes, get vaccinated.
Yeah.
And it's important because vaccinations are going to become far and few between in certain states country.
I'm worried. I'm planning on going to Florida around, I know, mm-hmm. New Year's.
Yep.
You were talking about going to Florida as
I'm
well.
I'm going to Florida in January for my birthday.
Yeah, and I'm kind of scared to go to states that aren't California. I want to get as many vaccinations as I can. But
you can get a blood test to see how your immunities are, like I did before I got my MMR booster, mm-hmm. because I was born in 1967, and people that are our age, up until I think 1970, need to double check their immunity. Mm-hmm. Anything before that, the vaccines were not as long lasting.
Ah.
That's the way to put that.
It's just crazy now. I have a good friend of mine that I went to college with who currently lives in Albany, New York. Mm-hmm. She lives with her mom. Her mom is immunocompromised. Her mom had cancer 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and she got denied to get the COVID booster. And she was posting about it on social media. She was in tears because she's like, her mom.
Right.
Yeah. Her poor mom.
Yeah.
She also works at a university in Albany. So she's constantly around people, constantly around, you know, when I was in school, I was getting sick all the time because everyone was sick all the time. And it's absolutely insane to see how much it's already impacted other areas of the U.S. outside of California. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a little bubble here because everyone's constantly talking about it.
Right.
And it really just brought me back down to reality. Like, wow, people in other states really are struggling to get their shots.
Yep.
Those that want them. And it's like, why? If you want a vaccine, you should be able to get said vaccine.
100%.
As long as your doctor, get the prescription from your doctor if you need to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my doc, when I saw her in July, I said, how long should I wait? She goes, when it's available, get it and get your flu. And because I'm an ex-smoker, that's one of the underlying conditions. Mm-hmm. But when I went on to CVS's website here in this Los Angeles area, they just said, do you have a condition that allows you to get it? Because I'm too young.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes. And they didn't ask what it was.
Yeah.
So
good. Yeah.
And I do.
You didn't have to lie and say you were an agricultural worker?
No, I did not, Mr. LaVoy. I did not have to lie about that. Because I am an ex-smoker.
I got the vaccine, so, it worked.
I quit smoking 24 years ago.
Yeah.
But
September 11th was my quit date.
Wow.
24 years ago. Think about that particular day. But, no, I mean, just, if you want to get it, figure out how to get it, no matter where you live. And if maybe your friend can say, hey, I smoke, then they might give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just lie if need be. Just bring a pack of cigarettes and go, see, I smoke,
Yeah, because you got to look like you You can't just, like I can tell people in movies who are smoking that they've never been a smoker before because they hold it the wrong way.
It's not just that. It's they don't inhale.
Right, right, yeah.
Because if you're a smoker, you...
If you're holding it at the end of your fingers and you're going, yeah, no.
Well, some people do smoke like this, but... I smoked for 17 years.
Tell.
Trust me, I know how to smoke. In fact, when I smoked cigars, I inhaled, and you're not supposed to. Because I was a smoker.
Some people do. Some people.
It'll make you
cigars.
Sick. I love this taste of cigars, but when I smoked a couple once when I was younger, I was like, "Yeah, you're not supposed to inhale that."
I do. Not a big fan of smoking cigars at all.
I love the smell.
No, don't even love that.
I don't know. It's something about it. I don't know why. I don't know. I know Stephanie likes the smell of it because her dad.
Her dad was a pipe smoker.
And my dad didn't smoke cigars, but he had friends that did, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I don't know. It's
nostalgic.
It is. I know, I'm weird.
That's
I'm a weirdo.
So funny.
I'm such a weirdo. Oh, good. Well, hey, Bob in Wisconsin, so you got your COVID shot?
Sure did. Yeah, last week you had that done, plus the flu shot.
Right on.
And how did you react? Did you react as bad as Stephanie did?
It's not much of a problem at all.
Okay.
You feel a little sluggish and that, but it's no big deal for me anyway.
Good. I'm glad you got it.
I've just been kind of flipping between you guys and catching some of the Cash Patel.
That's going on right now.
Yep.
Testimony, just to kind of get a little touch of it. I haven't seen that much tap dancing in years. in fact. He's saying things that's me even getting my eyes crossed. So, it's a silly thing. Well, anyway, I just wanted to say hi to you guys. Listen to you or catch you just about every morning. Enjoy your work. I'm in the middle of Wisconsin where it's going to be sunny and in the 80s today.
Nice.
Enjoy. It's going to be hot today here, too.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 91 here.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep doing the great work.
Thank you,
we'll
Bob.
Catch you
have
later.
A great day. Pete in Wisconsin. Hi, Pete.
Hey, good buddy, every morning.
Good buddy.
It is a beautiful day. It is a beautiful day here in Wisconsin. If you give me a little bit of a time to take a little bit of a walk,
okay.
I work at my place of employment. I work with a lot of immigrants, and I can tell you right now that the tension is just, it's nuts.
Yeah.
Like the fear and the apprehension is crazy.
Yeah.
And like, you know, me and some of the other guys at work, it's like, you know, like, it's like, I almost feel like crying at some points because it should not be like this.
Mm-hmm.
It just should not. Second thing is I saw some, Christian clergy over the weekend, talking to their congregations. And they were saying something to the effect of, hey, you know, I've been hearing about this Charlie Kirk person, so I decided to look him up because I heard he was a good Christian. And these Christian clergy were like, they read everything about what Charlie said about black people, and that the clergy asked their congregation, how does that follow the teachings of Christ?
Mm-hmm.
And once we get those clergy needs to be amplified, that message needs to be put out there because what they're doing is they're giving all of us an opportunity to say, hey, I watched this Christian clergy member say X, Y, and Z. And then the question is, how is that Christian? You can just say that to each and every person who's like, how are you not deifying Charlie Kirk? Just use them and hold them up as the example.
Okay.
But one thing real quick. Hey, Chris?
Yes,
Chris.
Hi. Yes.
Hey, okay, so we're talking movies before. Have you seen the movie Animal House?
I have.
Thankfully.
Have you seen Revenge of the Nerds?
I have.
No, you're good. Like, everything else is just extra credit.
I've seen both of those. I actually saw Revenge of the Nerds in the theater first came out.
So did I.
Oh, heck yeah.
It was filmed at the University of Arizona.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. But if I got, like, just a little extra time. Hey, Bella?
Yeah.
Bella.
What's up?
Okay, so I think missed in this whole Gal Gadot brouhaha is the fact that you do a spot-on Gal Gadot impression.
Right.
And, like, each and every time I see Mike, Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, get asked an Epstein question, I just hear your voice, you know, in the background going, nah.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for all you do. You guys have a good day.
You too.
All
right,
you too. Thanks.
Pete, no.
No.
What must he get?
It's the stone. He has to give me the stone.
God. If I were still booking the show, I'd totally book her. It's 19 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion is brought to you by FERF.
FERF.
FERF. Remember when public schools for, you know, I don't know, learning, math, science, maybe some awkward dancing in gym class? Well, now it's Bible verses in biology, Ten Commandments on the classroom wall, and school chaplains instead of counselors. It's a full-on religious takeover of public education funded by your tax dollars, mm-hmm. thanks to voucher programs that funnel public money into private religious schools. Yuck. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. FERF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, it's time to get involved. Go to ffrf.us/school or text the name Miller to 511-511 to join the fight. Text Miller to 511-511. Go to ffrf.us/school or text Miller to 511-511 because seriously, Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. Data rates may apply and text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Don't! With me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
Well, I am here with Peter Galluli, the CEO of The Wellness Company. This is a very exciting. I just filled out my form, Peter. I'm so excited. Tell us about The Wellness Company.
So we are a 50-state telemedicine company. We're the fastest growing one in America. We've only been around 3 years, and we've helped over 1 million Americans so far address their health and wellness needs. And we offer everything from doctor-designed supplements to our medical emergency kits, which have kind of taken the country by storm. I think a lot of people after COVID really thought it was time that they should take their health into their own hands and be more proactive when it comes to addressing sickness in advance. So we've really enabled them to do that by allowing them to have all these prescription life-saving medications in their medicine cabinet right at home. So you don't need to go wait in an urgent care or lie up in bed for a week next time you get sick. So the medical emergency kits, we have 7 different varieties right now for all different scenarios in life. First aid, travel, kids. But our number one seller is just our blue medical emergency kit. It is a prescription pack that has antivirals, antiparasitics, and antibacterials. Some of those common medications that you know you'll need, amoxicillin, ivermectin, fluconazole. There's 8 prescriptions in total in that kit, and it covers over 30 conditions. Additionally, we also have a guidebook that our doctors have written. It's about 40 pages. It gives you instructions on safe use. So if you do get sick and you can't get in touch with a doctor, you have a way to look up your condition and help yourself with dosage instructions in case you don't recall.
So right now, special $45 discount just for my audience, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Don't forget that promo code is Stephanie, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, any parting thoughts?
I just hope that more Americans take this message to heart. You can save so much money and honestly the stress by taking your health into your own hands. And I think if there's one thing that we learned from the last pandemic, it's that you only can rely on yourself. And yeah, we really help you do that.
Peter Galluli, and it's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, thanks so much.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
Stephanie Miller.
I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. Probably.
It is 25 minutes after the hour. Charlie Kirk coming up.
No, Charlie Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, sorry.
It's, oh my gosh.
Charlie Kirk's name is in my brain.
No, Charlie Kirk would not be coming up.
No, he would not. Nor would I want.
For many, many reasons.
For many reasons. Charlie Pierce, I'm so sorry, Charlie Pierce. I will apologize profusely with much better lighting because it's going to be darker in here.
Oh yeah, we're going to dim the lights, get some candles.
Candles,
out.
You know.
Yeah.
Some candles that Chris made, like seaweed milk.
That hasn't been done in like 3 or 4 years now.
It's good stuff though, man. Yeah. I love the seaweed milk. It smelled like Fruit Loops.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good.
Yep.
It was so good. All right. Mom's in Florida. Hi.
Hi, Jody.
Hi,
Chris.
Hello.
Steph, feel better. Couple things about COVID in Florida. We have yet to be able to get the vaccination.
Oh, right.
And I'm 60, but I had cancer a couple years ago. Thank God I beat the hell out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a whole bunch of other underlying illnesses. But we still can't get in Florida unless you know somebody. Long story. But the reason, actually, why I'm calling Bella, I'm
yes.
glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
I thought you'd think I'd forgotten you. Albany, my love. Not Albany. We say it Albany. Oh, you sound like a dork.
See, this is a New Yorker calling.
My California came out. I'm
just,
sorry.
Exactly. Just because I love you. Just because I love you, Bella. And I'm the mom. I must correct you.
Thank you so much.
I lived upstate for many years.
Okay.
All right.
Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, moms. Yeah, it happens.
Hey, my California come. I've only lived in California my whole life.
Right.
So
yeah.
I struggle with the other states. What can I say?
I'm the only one on this staff that's ever lived in a red state.
Arizona. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Colorado was as close as I got to living in a red state.
Yeah, Colorado Springs is pretty red, but Denver's not.
Never really was, and
yeah.
I lived in Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I lived here and in Hawaii and in Colorado.
Yeah, Arizona's a... I mean, the cities, you know, they're liberal, but there's a whole lot of suburb and a lot of rural that's... as red as it gets.
Oh, I've been.
Yeah.
I mean, I have family that lives there, but and Lonnie's uncle, he summers there.
Yeah, the funny thing is my parents love the desert.
I'm sorry, you winter there.
So when we would vacation, we would go to Utah, we'd go to Arizona, we'd go to Zion, we would go to Sedona.
Sure. So Sedona's I think is the most gorgeous place on earth.
I think Sedona.
My brother, my sister and my cousin all went to a boarding school in Sedona.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. imagine that.
Wow.
But I spent a lot of time in those states, but didn't think anything of it as a child. Right. I was like, it's so pretty here.
You don't have to deal with the stupid politicians when you just visit. You know, when you live there, you're like, oh God, what did they do now?
That's funny. No, I mean, I've had to work there in the summer.
Yeah, well, yeah. I lived there for 13 summers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And another three summers in Palm Springs.
Yeah. You really like warm weather, don't you?
I do.
I like the desert and I like the beach, so it must be the sand. It's the only thing that connects them is sand, as far as I'm concerned. It is 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back with Charlie Pierce.
Pierce, yes.
Stephanie did it yesterday.
WMDX Madison, where the cheese is sharp and the vibes are chill.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new program is helping support the people who care for some of our most vulnerable. Healthcare workers are increasingly burnt out, especially after the pandemic started. Data from the CDC shows nearly half of all healthcare workers are feeling burnout, and that number has risen by at least 14% since 2018. The National Academy of Medicine says it's a crisis. In the NICU, there are special challenges as doctors, nurses, and support staff take care of our tiniest citizens. Grace Long is a registered nurse in the NICU at American Family Children's Hospital. As much as she loves the work, she's felt that burnout firsthand.
As a level four NICU, we see the sickest of the sick, right? We see, you know, babies and families on their very worst days. We see these incredibly complex diagnoses. And so it can be really, really challenging and overwhelming.
The nursing leaders at American Family Children's NICU talked to new nurses to ask what kind of support they needed. And they ended up creating a new program where new nurses are all given mentors. Plus, all nurses get to work 2 virtual shifts per week now, where they can provide support talking to families, consulting with a nurse who has questions, or helping with one of the biggest time sucks of patient care, all the documentation.
So we're able to ask the family the admission questions, or they can pull us up and kind of put us at the head of the bed and just holler out vital signs for us to document.
Before starting this program, there was a 38% turnover rate for new nurses in their NICU. And in the first year, they had no turnover at all.
It's really great when we can keep them on and keep them passionate about things and keep them feeling safe. So rewarding.
Other organizations could even follow American Family Children's lead. The NICU nurses recently presented the new program at a national conference. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be mostly sunny and warm again today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 62 for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we discuss the rise in death by suicide rates in Wisconsin and try to look into what the cause and the solution is. Also, the Brewers are back in action. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Did you know her name before it happened? None of us did. None of us were spending every single day talking about Mrs. Hortman. I never heard of her until after she died.
So she doesn't matter?
Don't play that bullshit with me. You know what I'm saying is there was no demonization amplification about that woman before she died. It was a specific crime against her by somebody who knew her.
No,
it was targeted Democratic attacks. Tammy Baldwin was also on that list.
He had a huge list of people.
Yeah, it wasn't just someone that
and
that
another
knew
person
her.
Was also shot.
Right,
so.
Right.
Gutfeld.
Gutfeld thinks that deaths only matter if you know the person.
Please, and there are Democratic lawmakers in Utah who are being threatened right now, and one of them specifically said, I never knew who Charlie Kirk was until I found out he was killed.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that didn't know who he was either.
I work in media, so of course I knew who he was.
Yeah.
I'd never listened to any of his shows
like that. Same. Yeah. It is 35 minutes after the hour, and look who we have here.
There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Apologies for misnaming you earlier. yesterday, so I apologize.
Yes, you're all trying to get me killed.
I apologize.
I'm thinking of changing my first name for about 3 weeks.
That's not a bad. What's your middle name? Do you have one?
Patrick.
That's Patrick. Patrick
well,
Pierce.
Your byline on all of your stories on Esquire is Charles P. Pierce.
It is.
So you can go by that.
Yeah, Patrick.
Yeah.
There you go.
And of course, the other Charles Pierce who spells the name exactly the same as mine was one of the great female impersonators of all time.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I did not know that. That's
And he used to do summer shows in Provincetown. And I kept begging editors from various publications to let me go down and write about him, but they never would.
I'm sure he would have loved that.
Oh, by the way, uh-huh. Good morning, Josie Hamilton.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Hiya, Bella.
Hi, Charlie.
I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. I'm, chugging along.
She's, you know.
Yeah, I got the brain fog.
She's got some brain fog still, but she's getting better.
Well, that's never been a problem with anybody working on this show before.
It is morning radio, after all. So you wrote a couple of things.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I mean, don't you guys have to get up at stupid o'clock every day?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Insane o'clock. You go to bed at stupid o'clock and you wake up at insane o'clock. I get to sleep in now until like 2:30.
Yeah.
So that's nice. So you wrote a piece on why won't anybody hold the president accountable? And I agree with the premise of your entire piece. You were talking about the 11 people that Donald ordered murdered in the Venezuelan boat that was turning around. I mean, it's an act of war as far as I'm concerned.
No, it's a war crime. It's a criminal act.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as we can tell, we don't know. Obviously, and we never will know what was actually on the boat,
right?
Because the boat's at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico,
right?
But it seems like these people, noticed that they were being pursued by armed helicopters and said, "Well, we get time to go back to Caracas,"
Right? Yeah,
and they got taken out anyway,
mm-hmm. And they just sunk another one.
Yep, I don't know what, and is the Caribbean now a free fire zone?
It seems like it.
Yeah.
It's utter insanity. And then, of course, Donald did taco out. at least with regard to the National Guard going to Chicago. But ICE is still going around.
Yeah, ICE is still there, but he chickened out of the National Guard.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, no, that's a win for Pritzker.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I think because he, you know, although now there are crazy people in the Illinois legislature who want to impeach him.
What?
Yeah, there's a Freedom Caucus, believe it or not, in the Illinois legislature, and they want to impeach him for speaking disrespectfully about the president.
Yeah.
That's the new thing, is free speech for me and not for thee, is the right wing.
And not exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean.
You know, if these guys want to have a cult of martyrdom around Charlie Kirk, go have one.
Right.
Feel free. You know, have festivals. But don't drag the rest of the country into
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I don't. You know, why am I paying to open the Kennedy Center for a memorial service?
Yeah.
Why is the vice president, who, by the way, is the vice president of the entire United States, why is he hosting a podcast from the White House?
Mm-hmm.
Special guest star Stephen Miller.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just, can you imagine if Kamala Harris had done something similar?
I mean, the closest thing I can think of to what happened to Charlie Kirk, and I do not mean this disrespectfully, is that talk show host Alan Berg in Denver in 1981, who was killed by the white supremacists in his driveway.
I remember that.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is.
There was a movie made about that.
There
talk
was.
Radio.
I
Eric
remember.
Bogosian.
Yeah, Eric Bogosian was. Yeah. Yeah.
And my son was in a production of that in high school.
Oh wow.
Oh wow.
Oh, that's a heavy topic for a high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, Newton North High School had a very big drama thing, and they did like risky stuff like that.
Okay,
but you're right that is comparable because he wasn't an elected official,
right?
He had a TV show podcast. That's what he had.
Yeah. No, I mean, and he obviously gave lectures and went on tour a lot, but essentially, you know, Alan Berg was what we would now call an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
Although I hate that word, but that's what we would call him now. You know, this wasn't RFK or,
no,
you know, senior. I have to keep saying that now.
Yeah, no, kidding.
and by the way, the president seems to have bounced back very quickly.
Yeah, he just cares about his ballroom.
Morning. Yeah, let's talk about the ballroom. Yeah. There's never been a ballroom in the White House.
The
White House has been a cheap pair of... The White House has been a cheap pair of pants all these years.
Yeah.
No ballroom.
I mean, it's Donald doesn't care about Charlie Kirk or his wife or his children or anybody that witnessed that.
Apparently, he's going to deliver the address at Kirk's memorial service out in Arizona, I think. And you know, I'm sure that'll make us forget Barack Obama at Mother Emanuel and Barack Obama in Boston after the bombing,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, he'll go
in terms
off.
Of unifying this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's not. He even said, I'm going to say something I don't care about unifying. Didn't he say that to Ainsley?
Yeah, Ainsley
the other
her.
Day? Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't care about unifying the country, even though he's the president of the United States. He couldn't care less.
No. No. And that's not what he's in for. He's in for the, I mean, he's in to grab as much as he can and to stay out of jail.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And he said, I can only save cities from terrible crime. Really? Didn't he pardon a bunch of people that committed crimes?
Yeah, he did. He committed terrible crimes, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, attacking the U.S. Capitol is as terrible a crime as I can think of, short of murder.
And, well, people were killed that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, he said he's sending in troops into troubled Memphis. Now, the mayor of Memphis is none too pleased, but the governor's okay with it, which means the governor's allowing.
That's, you know, and Memphis at the very least has a violent crime problem.
It does.
It's the most dangerous city in America, according to every survey.
Right.
But, you know, I don't think it's probably not migrants.
Right.
Who are committing the crimes, number one. And number two, this is the prelude, I think, to having the state government take over the city.
Yeah.
Which would scare the hell out of me,
right?
Because that puts every Democratic run city that would put every Democratic run city under threat of Republican legislatures.
That's true.
They could do what Rick Snyder did up in Michigan to Benton Harbor, mm-hmm. which is essentially fire the civilian government and put his own people in.
Yep, I remember when that happened because
Missouri, you know, has already taken over the St. Louis Police Department.
Yeah, yeah, and they plan to redraw.
And by the way, the Missouri legislature is nuts.
Yes.
Oh, they absolutely are.
Yeah. I mean, those people belong in a zoo.
They're redistricting. You know, they're redistricting right now. They just passed that. So.
Yeah, they're going to eliminate Emanuel Cleaver seat
in Kansas City. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing with Memphis and Tennessee in particular, but Memphis, the city, they were using parts of what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris helped pass with community policing, which is reorganizing funds to make sure that certain people were
and
getting.
It seemed to be working.
Uh huh. And then Donald, in the large lousy law, took all that money away. So as far as I'm concerned, Republicans and Donald Trump are defunding the police.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And because guess what? They took the funds away from the police in Memphis. So they defunded them.
They absolutely did. And so for any Republican to say that Democrats do that, we have proof in a bill that y'all passed and your president signed into law.
Yeah, proof, facts, like those matter anymore.
Also a very true thing. There is a House Democrat that is calling, speaking of pardons, for Donald to rescind all the January 6th pardons if he really wants, you know, to clamp down on violent crime. Hi. Mm-hmm. I think Kate Baldwin, is that how we pronounce her name?
Baldwin.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Seth Moulton said that
Massachusetts.
Seth Moulton of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said Donald can show he's serious about stopping political violence by rescinding the January 6th pardons. Well, there you go.
Yes, that'll. Yes, yes, and I.
He'll
and
be
I am
right
the
on it.
Of all the rushes. That will actually happen. Yeah. Seth Moulton, by the way, is the guy who got elected to Congress and like 3 weeks later opened a presidential campaign headquarters in Iowa.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Seth has ambitions.
Yeah, he's an ambitious fellow.
Well, aren't most people in politics ambitious?
Not
all of them.
Well, not that ambitious.
Yeah, I don't think Nancy Pelosi ever wanted.
No, that's true.
Yeah, she knew what she was good at.
There are some, but I think you should decide whether or not you're going to be a good congressman before you decide you should then become president.
Yeah, exactly.
Good point.
Yeah.
Because you carried one congressional district in Massachusetts as a Democrat, which is not hard.
Right.
I mean, I hate to say it, but it's just not hard.
good point. There are a few other people, Nader, that probably should not have tried to throw their hat in the ring. Oh, the guy that's in the office right now should never have been elected either time. And with the woman that was fired from the Washington Post for quoting Charlie Kirk, I mean,
that's to me, and I respect all the people, you know, the school administrators and stuff who are being fired over their social media posts, and I think those were all horrible. What happened to Karen Atiyah is just awful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is just beyond terrible. And democracy is dying in the broad daylight there.
It sure is, even though their headline is, Democracy Dies in the Dark or something like that?
Isn't dies
that
in darkness, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they just... It
well,
wasn't...
I mean, they handed the paper over to a bunch of refugees from the phone hacking scandal in Britain.
Yeah.
You know, it's insane. People overreacted to a very narrow presidential election by running and hiding.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. And Britain is, though, they're going to air.
And they're doing and they're doing it again. And they're doing it again.
Uh-huh.
I mean, except for, you know, Harvard and J.B. Pritzker and some other, I will grant you, some other blue state governors. They're just, I don't get it. What do they think he can do?
I'm with you 100% on that.
That he hasn't already done.
Exactly. Exactly. But England.
And if you kick him back, he will chicken out. He will run away.
He will. He's a taco. But Channel 4 in the UK is going to air hours and hours of Donald Trump lies prior to him arriving there.
I saw that. The benefits of public television.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
I cannot. I hope to see it myself. You know, I mean, that's brilliant.
Well, I don't think it, can you get like all the channels of the BBC over here?
I mean, I know get BBC One and BBC Two.
You can get BBC America.
Yeah.
He's going to get a very, very bad reception over there.
And he's deservedly so.
You can also get BBC News on like streaming services like Pluto TV and
probably,
stuff like that.
Probably,
Yeah. All right.
No, I applaud them for doing that. I think it's fantastic. I wish our media would do something along those lines.
Well, are they going to do it as he speaks, too?
It's going to be like on a loop, I think, the whole time he's there on Channel 4. So, you know, good for the Brits. Got to love them, you know. And, oh, my goodness.
It's hard for me to say, but yes.
Yep.
It
well
is.
Well done.
Well done, Brits.
Stay the hell out of Ireland, but well done.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Being Irish, I'm with you on that one. My love, Charlie Pierce.
Yes.
Jody. All love and light to Steffi. I hope she's doing well. She's upstairs, right?
She's upstairs.
Right as we speak.
She's sleeping, hopefully.
Yep.
All right.
That is a little, like the reaction. That's actually the reaction I get from all my COVID shots.
Yeah.
Is I wind up having to take a nap. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. All right. So get yours today. And
I will go get mine this afternoon.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye. It is 49 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by my phone.
Yeah, Credo.
Credo Mobile.
Credo.
This year, we've seen how a lot of companies, like we were just talking about, are quick to abandon anything progressive like pride. Credo Mobile is not taking down the pride flag because winds have shifted.
That's right.
Credo is a progressive phone company that has donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage and competitive plans. But more importantly, every month, Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, and the Transgender Law Center. Our members vote, which is one of me. I am one of them. We vote on who gets the money, and they send you a thing every month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, what do you want? And also on your bill, like, do you want to contribute extra? You do it every month.
That's nice.
It is. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com for more information. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years. That's a long time if you use code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. Once again, that's credomobile.com. And use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. That's credomobile.com.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Our public schools are not Sunday schools. Across the country, lawmakers are turning public schools into battlegrounds for religious indoctrination. Ten Commandments posters in classrooms, school chaplains replacing trained counselors, and taxpayer-funded vouchers siphoning billions from public schools into private religious academies, many that discriminate based on religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. This isn't religious freedom. It's religious takeover. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is sounding the alarm and taking action. We're challenging these attacks in court, exposing the lawmakers behind them, and protecting students' rights. Rights to learn free from religious coercion. Learn what's happening in your state and how to push back at ffrf.us/school or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because our public schools are for education, not evangelism. Text Miller to 511-511 to learn more. Text fees may apply.
Well, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in just this one bottle can replace your day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot reducers. Super C Serum made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. I love how it smells. I love how it feels going on. You can simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion and minimize wrinkles and age spots, all with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That is Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Stephanie. This is seriously my favorite face product I've ever found. I love my Vibrance. You will too. One more time, that is Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax, but the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Quince.
Quince!
Whee! Fall is in full swing, and it's the perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality. Quince has all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere for $50.
Wow.
Washable silk tops and skirts and perfectly tailored denim, all at prices that feel good to be true. Too good to be true. Okay, their wool coats look pretty cool, by the way.
Yeah.
They look designer level, but cost a fraction of the price. And the quality, it's just as good, if not better. By partnering directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middlemen, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that feels smart, stylish, and effortless. So it's just awesome stuff.
It is. It is. It's great stuff.
It really, really is.
Lots of linen.
It is,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So here's what you need to do. Keep it classic and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Go to quince.com/Stephanie for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. That's Quince.com/Stephanie to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Stephanie. It is 57 minutes after the hour here on the Stephanie Miller Show. Again, I'm apologizing to Charlie Pierce.
Yes. And Stephanie is not here because she had a reaction to her COVID vaccine.
She did.
Yesterday.
And so, and Charlie's, hi.
Oh, the dog. I see puppies.
I see puppies. Hi, you guys. Mommy's awake, apparently,
yep.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll come in and do the next hour.
I don't think
doubt
so.
Doubt it.
I doubt it.
I doubt it. But just before we were finished with Charlie, we were talking about Missouri lawmakers have passed a redistricting plan basically to rig the election for 26, which is what Donald wants them to do. And they're just bowing and kowtowing to him. Mm-hmm. Missouri would be left with 7 GOP-leaning House districts and only 1 Democratic-leaning seat, which is not fair to the voters of Missouri.
No.
Because, again,
we don't do this kind of thing mid-decade.
No.
And California, vote yes on 50.
Well, yeah, California's putting out to a vote of the people.
That's
none
different.
Of these other states were afforded that courtesy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We are voting for it, not our legislators.
The people are.
Exactly. Yeah. It is 58 minutes after the hour. We will be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Final hour coming up.
WMDX in Mad City. More lakes, more cheese, more fun.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Wednesday morning, Substack blogger and author Mike McCabe will join us.
And believe it or not, we'll have more good news.
Oh, it's really good.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
80- News. I'm Sherry Preston. A judge in New York has just thrown out the two most serious charges against Luigi Mangione, who's accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The judge dismissing first-degree murder as terrorism charges, but keeping second-degree murder charges in place. This afternoon, the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk will be in court to face murder charges. He fit the classic definition of a movie star, but he was also an Oscar-winning director and a champion of independent film and an activist. Robert Redford has died at his home in Utah. Redford received a Lifetime Achievement Oscar in 2002.
I've spent most of my life just focused on the road ahead. I'm not looking back. But now tonight, I'm seeing in the rearview mirror that there's something I've not thought about called history. And what moves me tonight is that I'm being joined by colleagues and peers to reflect on that history.
He was 89. This